99% or maybe it's 100% of the time, riya is you do not see Allah and you see yourself. So لَأَنَّ الرِّيَا لَا يُحْسَلُ. You said يَحْسَلُ or يَحْسَلُ؟ لَا يَحْسَلُ إِلَّا مَعَ الرُّيَّةَ الْغَيْرِ وَإِظْهَارَ الْإِبَادَةُ عَلَيْهِ وَإِظْهَارَ الْإِبَادَةِ عَلَيْهِ means presenting your ibadat عَلَيْهِ عَلَيْهِ هُو عَلَيْهِ عَلَى that غَيْر عَلَى that one who is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a hadith, a very known hadith, you all might have heard this. It says, "Dabibush." This is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Dabibush shirk fi ummati, akhfa min dabib al-namla, akhfa min dabib al-namla al-souda ala sakhrat al-sama fi al-laylat al-zulma." Means dabib means that the hiddenness of shirk, hiddenness of shirk. Remember, we are talking about shirk now. Shirk means taking partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hiddenness of shirk fi ummati in my ummat, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, akhfa min dabib namlat sawda, is even more hidden than, is more hidden than dabib namla, the hiddenness of an ant which is black and is walking on a rock. فِي لَيْلَةُ الظُّلُمَا in the dark night. See how difficult it is to find it. So how difficult it is to find when we go out, let's say, on the shore front, there is a rock. And in the rock, it's dark at night, and a small black ant is walking. How difficult it is to find that? It is that difficult, it says even more, it says أَخْفَى, more difficult to find your riya than finding that. That's enough to say how much shirk exists. That's enough to
speak
the translation. The hiddenness of shirk, Prophet ﷺ says, the hiddenness of shirk fi ummati, in my ummat, akhfa, is more hidden. The hiddenness of shirk is more hidden, is even more not apparent. من دبيب النملة السوداء, from hiddenness of a small black ant walking on a rock in darkness of the night. So all the ulama says this shirk is riya. They say the shirk which is mentioned in this is riya. Otherwise, shirk itself is not very hidden. Why shirk is hidden? Shirk is very apparent. We have heard the stories of a lot of mushriks. It can only be riya that is so difficult to find. Otherwise, finding out about shirk is very easy. Everyone would know. Everyone would understand. Would can see a mushrik. The way we define mushrik. But riya is, we have to really work on the issue of riya. Because from the beginning, or even now that we have started this practical or tarawuh tariq, all of these spiritualization, which with riya, we, God forbid, may end up somewhere that we think is so, because it's so makhfi and so hidden, and we think that we have done something great, and then we do not realize where we have gone. And it is very important to understand, putting riya, mixing up of riya with the real action, is very similar to when you must have seen and know and learned that when you plant a seed, when there is weed with that seed, let's say that is a seed of a palm tree or a big tree, when there are weeds around that seed, you can see what happens. This tree gradually grows from the earth, that plant grows from the earth, and comes up, and comes up, and comes up, and the weeds are also coming up. gradually that even becomes so high, such a high tree. But all the weeds are around. If the weeds are not cleaned up, they mix up into the root of the tree. So whatever that tree gives later on, all the fruits that tree gives, they are not good. They have no good taste. They all have problems. You have seen that those trees, a lot of times they are sick, and they give bad fruit. They give not delicious fruit. So when that tree reaches to the level of fruiting and fruition, there is no way. Because even the weed have become so strong and have become so much interwoven with the root of the tree, it's not possible to take that out anymore. So it's important we try to weed ourselves now. Of course, not for me. I'm already done. Finish with me. But with you that you are young, it's important you try to weed yourself. What are you doing? What is the seed for you? The seed of you that you're planting today, or I mean, you have started, I'm not saying today, I mean, you have recently started, in your younghood started, that is seed of humanity, seed of becoming an insan, because it's only mantiqan we are insan, by logic we are insan, but we know that by religion we are not insan, otherwise you can call Saddam insan as well, which we don't. So to become an insan, we have to weed ourselves from the early ages. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Kullu riya'un shirkun, innahu man amila lil-nas kana sawabuhu ala al-nas, wa man amila lillah kana sawabuhu ala Allah." All the riya, every riya is shirk. Every pretension is shirk, which is taking partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, whoever amila lil-nas, whoever does anything for people, he will be rewarded by people. Okay, whatever I learn, and I come here, I learn it because I want to come and tell you, so that you think, what a great person is Mr. Basson, then you have given me my reward, because then you talk about me and say, yes, Mr. Basson is knowledgeable, then I have got my reward. But when I die and go, there's nothing there, I'll go empty-handed. But, and says, وَمَنْ أَمِنَ لِلَّهِ كَانَ سَوَبُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever does for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reward is by Allah. Allah will give his reward. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah says in Chel Hadith, in his book of Chel Hadith, or 40 Hadith, says, Riya is showing and pretending something of goodness or something of good behavior and attribute, or something of good understanding and belief to the people, so that you gain some sort of respect or some sort of reward by them or in their heart of the people. And becoming ma'ruf, ishtahar, means becoming ma'ruf, means becoming popular. In the presence of those people, becoming popular. In either that he's a good religious person, saying he's a good amanat, he keeps amanat very well, or he's saying he has got really good ma'arif and knowledge, he has, all of these are the mistaq of riya, Imam Khomeini says. So there are different ways that one can do riya. One way is izharul aqaidul haqqah wa ma'ariful ilahiyya, means presenting good belief, good and real belief, aqaid al-haqq and ma'arif al-ilahiyya, and divine knowledges. We present them, we tell those to people, so that the people think how religious you are. This is one way of doing riya. The other way of doing riya is keeping away ourselves from aqaid al-batil, keeping away from the bad beliefs, void beliefs, beliefs which are not correct, incorrect beliefs. And making tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means cleaning up the nafs. Making tazkiyah of nafs, of those batil or those void things, to find maqam and standing in the heart of other people. That's another way of doing riyah. Number three, doing amal. First one was telling good beliefs. But this is not doing practicing good things, so that earning the heart of the people, gaining the heart of the people, gaining respect in the heart of the people. So this is about action, riya, action with riya. Means somebody gets up and do his Salatul Layl, because of course Salatul Layl is one of those things which is less riya in it, because nobody is there, unless somebody doesn't do Salatul Layl any time, except then there are people at his home. Okay? So, action, there are actions which can start with riya. It's not that certain. Don't think, oh, come on, what is he talking about? Who does that? It is, a lot of times it happens. And I just read you about Dabib and the hiddenness of it, how hidden it is. And the fourth type of, and remember these actions, the action itself can be mustahab action. But usually for wajibat, there is not such thing except for lawazim of it. Means for the thing, for the way of doing it, the quality of it. Because wajib itself you cannot do riyah. You cannot say, stand and do salat zuhr here and intend that you want other people to see that you are doing salat. Of course, if you are a Muslim, you are doing salat. But the quality of it, you can make riyah of it. Quality of wajib can make riyah of it. But mustahab itself, the action itself can be the source of riyah. And the fourth one is tarkul amal with riya. Just the same thing I just said, that you do not do an amal because of riya. Usually, for instance, I'll give you a very simple example. Usually I eat fast. But when I have guests, I start to eat very slowly and very politely and mannered. That's riya. So there are a lot of actions that we can do that, or we can avoid. We avoid an action that is riya. That avoiding eating fast. Avoiding all bad things. Avoiding swearing. Avoiding being impolite. Avoiding being harsh on people, avoiding hitting our children. There are a lot of things. I mean, we know that most of these things are done in when we are alone. But when it comes to people, when we have guests, oh, we become so polite to our children. Oh yes, honey, can you please do this? No, especially this is good for the youngsters. So, avoiding action, that is also can be a riya itself. Again, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah says, aqibatul riya. What is aqibat of riya? Means what happens at the end, where do we end up with riya? Al-Muhammad wa al-Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah says, when somebody starts with riya, even a small riya, that he does not even make call it shirk, gradually when it grows, as I said, like that weed of the seed, weed the seed, when it grows gradually it becomes, when that person leaves this world, he has no face. Because when it's practiced every day you do something for other people. So where is the place of Allah? I have read this somewhere, it was a very nice way of saying it. It says, if you are going to take partner, okay, take partner of people, take Allah partner of the people. If you want to do this action for the people, then take Allah, yes, He is the best partner. I do riya for Allah. Instead of I do things that you think what good, how good I am, I do it for Allah, let Him think how good I am. So it all goes to intention. But remember, levels of riya are different. I mean, there are times that we come and say, the way we say, we are starting doing our salat, we say, Allahu Akbar, and then read our surah, it can be riya. Similar thing can be a very good act. Sometimes it's said that it's good, you do your salat in a way that your children see. It is good Of course, reading Quran in khafa is so much better. But sometimes it's good to do Quran in front of the family so that hear that. So it really goes back to the intention. But that's why it is so hidden. Because we get a lot of times we get fooled by nafs. Oh yes, go and sit. Your children must hear Sayyid. You can read Quran with such a good voice. It can make a lot, such so much attraction. They can, if you do not do that, how would they know about how good the Quran is? You know, there are a lot of tricks by Shaitan. We have to be aware of this, and we have to. And then the first and foremost thing is people who have the problem of riya. Number one is to do mustahabat alone. Do not do mustahab in front of other people. People who have got, or they doubt that they might have riya. And even, of course, as I said, there is no